So yesterday at work, one of the older employees came back. You know, nigga's been gone for a couple of months, and that's my guy. I fuck with him, OD, cool ass dude. So during the coronavirus or the shutdown or whatever, he expressed that he got married. You know, and I'm all for that for other people. I congratulated him, told him I was happy. Like, yo, that's what's up. If any of my friends get married, I'm for it. Like, that's what's up. But for me, that's not my thing. You feel me? Like, I don't really care for marriage. So it led to me asking my manager and the security guard what were their views and their thoughts on marriage. The security guard, a man, he's not with it. He feel like it's a waste of time, whatever the case may be, blah, blah, blah. Now, my manager, I don't want to say she's against it, but she's open to marriage. You feel me? Like, she's not in a relationship now, but she is open to it. Now, me, on the other hand, I'm not with that shit. And it's not something that, you know, niggas get engaged when they're young or whatever, or like a little bit older, and then it fall out and then they turn them off. Like, nah, I was just never into marriage. I don't know if it's because my pops wasn't married, because, you know, a lot of things that we're into and that we like or whatever the case may be, that we believe in all of this, it comes from home. And my pops wasn't married. You know, I had a stepmother. And I don't know if it's because of that, or it could be because of the shit that I've been through in relationships, or I don't know, but why is it so important to females to get married? Like, it's literally, and this is my opinion, it's literally a piece of paper. Like, the love doesn't change. If y'all was going bad, that doesn't change. Bills still come in the same. Like, I feel like with marriage, it's way deeper than what people think it is. Like, they just think it's, oh, that's my wife, that's my husband, this, that, and the third. Like, it's really till death do y'all part. That means sickness, bad times. Like, I couldn't understand how so many people who's not married can judge Will and Jada for their relationship, and they are married. If you are in a relationship, just a typical boyfriend girlfriend relationship with somebody, you have no right to speak on something that married people go through, because you're not them. I feel like when it gets to that level, it's a level, I would say, understanding more so, because you understand that your partner isn't always going to be 100% for you, or they're not always going to be 100% themselves. There's going to be times where, you know, you're just not feeling it. And in a marriage, it's kind of crazy, because it's like, even when you're down and out, you still have to deal with that person. Because in my eyes, most married people live together. Now, if you don't live together, that's different. You could stay home, she can stay home, whatever. But if you live together, how do you deal with that? You feel me? Like, people want the marriage because it looks nice and it sounds good. You know, you got the nice pictures, niggas is dressed up. It's good times, don't get me wrong. It's always a good vibe. Niggas is smiling, enjoying themselves. You seeing people you haven't seen in a long time. But at the end of the day, when niggas gotta go through divorce and split money and shit, like, what was all of that for? Niggas criticized Jimmy and Chrissy because they've been together for so long and Jimmy didn't want to get married. Now he wanted to get married and Chrissy dubbed it. I don't understand why Jimmy would change his mind after so many years, because me, if my shorty rocking, then that's what it is. But somewhat, for some reason, I feel like I kind of do understand why he wanted to marry her, because he probably felt like that was the only way of keeping her if she was leaving. But niggas don't know because they're still together. marriage is for women. The whole ceremony, the thought. Niggas don't get shit out of marriage. Like, I found out yesterday, and I don't even know if it's true, that men are supposed to get, like, a nice watch or some shit. I'm 31, and that's the first time I've ever heard that. But I do know that women get the nice big wedding, the nice white dress, all her friends are dressed up, makeup done to the fucking gods, hair laid, slayed, whatever y'all bitches say. And the nigga just throws on his tux, he has his homies, and that's it. I never understood why people care so much about that shit, because honestly, it's just a bond to me. Like, me in a relationship, getting married isn't gonna make my bond any stronger. And I don't understand why people feel like marriage is the way to go. Now, I'm not anti-marriage, don't get me wrong. Like I said at the beginning, I'm all for it when people are happy and they find somebody. But why do people always look so disappointed when you're in a relationship, let's say 3-4 years, and marriage never came out? Everybody doesn't want that. Just like everybody doesn't want to have kids. You feel me? It's not for everybody. Some people are just cool knowing that they're in a relationship or a situationship that they can leave at any time because it's too much that comes with marriage. People end up getting joint bank accounts, housing together, cars together. Like, when you really think of the bigger picture, do you understand how much you're tying into that person's life and how much of their life is tying into yours? It's people who still trying to fix their credit and fix and deal with things in their past, and you expect them to think about marriage, joining all of that shit into your life, not knowing what you might not be telling them that you got going on. But you know what? I would love to hear y'all topic on this and y'all opinions. So please make sure y'all comment down on the Instagram page, Bully Talk Podcast, to let me know what are your thoughts about marriage. How old are you? Have you ever been married? Are you married now? Have you been divorced? Like, I want to know the perspective of somebody else on the other side of the circle. But yo, it's your host, Martone Barbudo. I'm out of here.